I think the New South Wales government had played hard for New South Wales, which was really positive. They were holding out on a couple of things, including a cap on buyback and structural adjustment for regional communities. So I think that's something that all of industry would support.
It would seem that while they haven't managed to totally nail down that buyback figure, they have won some concessions.
Yeah, I think they have. The federal government have committed to capping buyback at 1,500 gigalitres basin-wide. From Macquarie River Food and Fibre's point of view, the whole cap on buyback probably came a little bit too late for us. We've had upward of 100,000 megalitres recovered from this valley through direct buyback projects. So that's probably why we're a little bit more interested in the structural adjustment funding for communities where water has already been removed.
Now, it's interesting that you as a group and OROC have joined forces, and you're calling for some of that structural adjustment funding to be put into this new radar system that's been mooted.
Yeah, so OROC and MRFF have been working together on this for a while. There's a major black spot covering central and western New South Wales, and given the amount of agricultural production, not just irrigated production, but dry land and livestock production that goes on in this area, it's really incredible that we don't have this kind of service already. If you then bring in the major population centres of Orange, Bathurst and Dubbo that would benefit from this service, we think it's a bit of a no-brainer.
So what sort of funds are we talking about? How much have we, what's the costing on building this?
Look, we did have a feasibility study done on the project by consultants GHD. They came up with a figure of about $2.5 million for the installation costs of one of these new radar services. So $2.5 million might sound like a lot, but it's really a drop in the ocean when you think about some of the other funding that's been spent. So we've had over $250 million spent on water buyback. It's 1% of that.
Okay, so that $2.5 million, where would that fit in proportion to the amount of funds that might be available for this structural readjustment fund?
I'm not sure how much is in the entire regional economic diversification program, the baseline funding, but I believe that today's announcement saw another $30-odd million go into the bucket for New South Wales. So again, you know, $2 to $3 million is only a small percentage of that.
Have you received any indication since you've been pushing for this of how open the government is to the idea?
When we went to Canberra last year, the now government were then in opposition. They thought it sounded like a great idea, but funding was the limitation. So I guess we'll be going back to them and saying, well, look, it makes sense to us that some of this new funding is directed to a project that has the support of industry, it has the support of local government. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in the Central West who didn't think that we would benefit from weather radar coverage.
Because it's not just about industry, is it? It's about safety. There are all sorts of different applications for this radar to assist communities in getting a sense of what's happening with the weather. I mean, it's pretty basic stuff.
That's right. And it's, I mean, you know, we're not talking about long-range forecasting here. We're talking about short-term weather services. And when we had the independent consultants report done, that was one of the things they were highlighting. So the aviation industry, the emergency industry, I mean, this kind of technology is wind and precipitation. It can actually pick up smoke plume. So we're talking the rural fire service, those kind of emergency service groups would also hugely benefit from the service.
So what is the next step in this? How do you progress this?
I guess, yeah, we'll, as I said, we've got a couple of groups working together on it, so that always helps to make our voice stronger. And we, you know, Mark Colton, our federal member, has been very supportive. It's on his list of priority projects for the region, so we'll be looking to work with him to go back to the government and, I guess, to the New South Wales government too, given that some of the funding has, in today's agreement, been allocated to them directly.